From Spark and Anvil and Temp Check, this is Both, in Chapter 1 of the Temp Check cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Both were two warm cream hairs, and they stood shoulder to shoulder, facing the same way, each holding up a card. They were sisters, a mirror pair, they called it in the Warren, and this morning, both their cards said the same word, calm. Both hairs looked at the two matching cards, and both hairs smiled. Not a wide, thrilled, we just won smile, a small one, quiet. The kind of smile you smile when you notice you're standing next to someone who feels the way you feel. Same card, said the first hair. Different bodies, said the second. Same feeling direction, they said together, easily, like a thing they'd said 100 times. That was the whole of what both did. When two people who trusted each other each picked a card, and the cards turned out to match, both noticed it, gently, without making a big deal of the match. Because the match wasn't a prize, it was just information about today. Both calm meant both of you were steady this morning. Both tired meant both of you were running low. The match told you something true. It didn't mean you'd done anything right or won any game. The two hairs were careful about that, careful in a way that mattered. They never got overjoyed when the cards matched. If matching became a triumph, then not matching would start to feel like a loss, and that was exactly the trap they refused to build. A match was a fact about the day, nothing more and nothing less, and that was plenty. The two of them had grown up as a mirror pair from the time they were 4. In the Warren where they were raised, certain sisters and brothers grew up side by side on purpose, learning by watching each other, matching their posture, their pace, the way they held their ears when they were tired. It was an old, warm custom, and the point of it was never to become the same person. You couldn't. You were 2. The point was to notice, without fuss, what you happened to share. The first hair remembered the exact day she understood it. She and her sister had come in from the cold, and both of them, without planning it, had flopped down in the same weary heap by the fire. Their grandmother had looked over and said, "Look at you two, both worn out." And it had felt good. Not because being tired was good, because being tired alongside someone and being seen in it took a little of the weight off. She'd carried that feeling ever since, the quiet ease of me too. But her grandmother had said something else that day, something that stuck even harder. When the sisters, delighted by their matching tiredness, had started to make a game of trying to match on purpose, the grandmother had shaken her head. "No, no, don't chase the match. If you match by trying, it isn't real. You'll just be copying each other. Let it be honest, and only notice it when it happens on its own." That was the lesson the hair never forgot. Notice the match. Don't manufacture it. Both walked to the Temp Check Academy together, side by side, when they were 22. Pulse, the Academy's calm and listening mentor, asked them one question. "What is dyad sync?" The hairs answered the way they did everything, together and unhurried. "It's noticing when two people pick the same card," said the first. "The match is information," said the second. "Not a win. Matching cards don't mean the pair is perfect. Different cards don't mean the pair is broken." "Both of those are useful to know," they said together. "Same card, different bodies. Same feeling direction." Pulse was quiet, listening, in the way Pulse always was. Then, "Welcome. This is your classroom, and there's a chair for each of you." In their classroom, both taught the way they lived. Two hairs, side by side, each holding a card. They would hold up their picks and let the students see when the cards matched. "Both calm today," one hair would say, and lay the two cards gently side by side. "That's data. We're both steady. Good to know. No trumpets. No fireworks. Just the quiet noticing." A girl in the class once asked, "So the goal is to match?" both answer together, the way they always did to that question, because they got it a lot. It isn't the goal. The goal is noticing. When we match, we learn one thing. When we don't match, and here they nodded across the room to where their friend was setting up her own lesson, we learn a different thing. Both are worth knowing. Both are welcome. But matching feels nicer, the girl said. Sometimes, the first hare admitted. But if we cheer every match, then someday your grown-up will feel bad the day your cards are different. And there's nothing bad about a different day. So we keep it gentle. We notice the match, we name what we share, and then we just keep going. Tomorrow the cards might be different, and that will be fine too. They laid the matching calm cards down one more time, side by side, both facing the same way.
That evening, the two hares stood together in the low light, cards in their paws again. The cards matched, steady, both of them. Tomorrow they might not, and that was allowed. But as the first hare looked at the two matching cards, and then at her sister beside her, something in her chest went a little softer, her shoulders a little more at ease. It wasn't the thrill of winning. It was quieter than that. The simple, warm relief of feeling the same thing as someone she trusted and being seen in it. That gentle warmth right there in the chest, that was what the noticing had always been for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to both. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.